What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So how's your weekend going so far? Because you said how's your weekend, but you said the weekend is still going. So how's the weekend going so far?
Well, the weekend is damn near over now. That's a question you gotta ask like on a Saturday.
Uh-huh. So what you do yesterday? You stayed in since it was raining, right?
Yeah, I didn't do shit. I was in the basement. I was trying to put these lights up in the basement. You know how they have like the I don't know what they call them. They like the lights that go, you can like put around like your TV or around your walls and all that type of shit.
Yeah.
Them type of jokes.
Did you do it?
I started it, but then I stopped. I probably need another order, another one.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to call you because I was like, this is a two-man job.
Right. Don't call
me. They have like these little clips, and you like drill the clips into the wall for to hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like putting it on there, and then as soon as I get far, like it'll pop out because I'm like pulling too much on the lights.
Right.
So like a corner or something will fall down. I'm like, shit. Then I get back up, go all the way down there, pop that one in, slide all the way back down. It was an ongoing event.
Well, today we got the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to East Rutherford, New Jersey to take on a New Jersey Net. I about to say New Jersey Nets.
You weren't about to, you did.
Oh, okay, the New Jersey Jets at MetLife Stadium. The Eagles are 7-point favorite, and the over-under is 42.5. Before you give your thoughts, the Jets, here's some quick stats. The Jets are 0-12 against the Eagles.
Yeah, I saw that.
So what's your thoughts on this game?
I say the Jets supposedly got a good defense, but shit, both their starting corners is out. So I think we should have a field day. This game shouldn't even be close. We should be able to just fucking air it out and kick the ass.
Oh, shit.
Air it out, run the score up, and then in the second half, we can just lean on a run. That's okay. The game plan.
You said that shit against Washington, that it was going to be an easy game for them, and they had to go to overtime to win.
Yeah, because they was fucking around.
Okay.
They let that guy sit there without a touch. So this guy, who is it? Is it Wilson, Zach Wilson?
Yes.
He's a bum. So put some pressure on him and then just play our fucking game. We should be all right. They shouldn't be able to keep up and score with us.
Okay. Now, what's your final score?
I'm going to go 31-17.
Okay. Well, like Phillip said, DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner is out with a concussion. DJ Reed has been out for 2 weeks with a concussion. What kind of concussion is that?
I thought it wasn't a concussion. I thought it was one of them got a hamstring, and I thought the other one had like a knee.
No, they both say concussion on it. And
that's not what I saw.
And it's the second week because he was out last week with a concussion.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw something else
for
reason why he was out.
Yeah, DJ Reed concussion. And it says here some news that DJ Reed missing second straight game. So I have it 28-7 Eagles. So good luck with them on that. Because all the quarterbacks been beating the shit out of the Eagles so far this season. So let's say young Zach might get his shot.
Well, they did pretty good in the second half, like Slay said last week, because they were struggling first,
right.
And then he turned it up. Was that last week or the week before?
Last week. They
shut the quarterback down in the second half.
Last week.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of Slay, he's also out with a knee, and rookie Jalen Carter is out with an ankle injury.
Slay is going to hurt us. Jalen Carter is not really going to hurt us much, because we got, like, rotational players that can fill in. Quarterbacks and secondary, we all banged up.
Yeah, N'Kobe Dean should be playing today. I don't know how much he going playing time he going to get.
They need to use him to go after quarterbacks. That's what they need him for.
I think he might be on a little here and there type of thing since he's coming off an injury. You know how they play.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say about the game?
Not really.
All right, y'all. We'll be back at halftime.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, we back. It's halftime. The Eagles is winning 14-9. Here's some quick stats. On the Eagles side, we have Jalen Hurts, 18 for 25, 172 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Rushing, do I need to say? The leading rusher is Jalen Hurts with four carries for 21 yards and one touchdown. Receiving, A.J. Brown, five receptions for 89 yards. DeAndre Swift, six receptions, 35 yards with one touchdown. On the Jets side, we got Zach Wilson, 11 for 21, 96 yards. Rushing, they haven't really rushed the ball either. The leading rusher has four carries but only 6 yards. The leading yard getter only is Zach Wilson for 17 yards. Receiving side, we have Wilson, five receptions, 47 yards. Breece Hall, three receptions with 29 yards. Now, before you give your evaluation, let me ask you a question. Now, that interception that Dallas Goedert, they called it an interception. To me, it looked like a fumble.
It was a fumble.
Okay, good. You're right. Because if I'm Jalen, I would contest the NFL about that, because Goedert took the ball and he turned to make a football move. And the ball came out of his hand. So that was a fumble and not an interception.
Goddard had possession and got stripped. So it was a fumble.
Right. So now, that being said, this is some shitty football on the Eagles. Why are they so damn pass happy? Halftime, Jalen Hurts already have 25 passes. That's ridiculous.
It is. Well, you can watch the game and see the way it's going. It's ridiculous. You got Boston Scott running good. He's finally back. I don't know why they never played him all year, but whatever. He's running good. Swift running good, but they're not getting touches. Like, what's that about?
I don't know.
I can understand if they're banged up in the secondary, you want to pass the ball, but still mix it up. You got to lead. Mix it up. We could have ran that ball and got at least three points out of that last possession.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, this is like they're doing it again. They can't have a good game. There's always something shitty going on there.
I don't know why we keep drafting coaches that's pass-happy coaches that just forget we got running backs. I don't know why we keep doing that.
Right.
We always got a good running back that just can't get touches.
Yep. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Here you go. The top running back in the league has four rushes for negative 2 yards.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to see? Well, I don't know why I'm asking you this, but what do you want to see in the second half?
More pressure on Wilson, because we hardly getting any pressure on him. More pressure on him and fucking running the damn ball. We do that, we going to fucking breeze right through this game.
Yep. It's almost like they practicing. It's like almost like they ain't taking it serious. Like that when Jalen threw it long to A.J. Brown, he stops running. Then he starts running again. Come on now. That was an easy touchdown right there.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know what they be thinking, man. They just be going with the motion.
Yep. It's like they like practicing or something. They not taking it seriously.
Like you're saying, it's like they're not going full strength.
Right. And then in the fourth quarter, they want to hunker down and get sacks and pressure the quarterback and run the football and stuff like that.
Do that shit the whole game.
Exactly. Well,
at least the first half to establish yourself, get a lead. Then you get fucking relaxed, but you're keeping these bullshit-ass teams in the games.
Right. Now, if they did that, like you said, by the time, like, the middle of the fourth quarter, they can sit everybody, all the starters down.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't get it. Anything else you want to add?
Not really. I feel like they was trying to rip us off, because I text you the same thing. I'm glad the refs changed it, because they shouldn't have called that no fucking fumble anyway.
No.
Clearly he reached across the line. So as soon as he reached across the line, regardless of anything happened after that, that's a touchdown. As soon as he break the plane and he got possession, touchdown.
Right.
I don't know what our receiver was doing, thinking he just going to take the ball out of Jalen's hand like that.
Exactly. Well, see, look, I would have took the 3 points, but they got seven.
Well, that's smart football. These guys today, they don't play smart football. They play Madden and shit like that.
Right.
You know how Madden, you always go for it, like, fuck it, you know what I mean? I'm going to get it. If not, oh, well, I'll just play some defense.
Right.
You can't do that shit in real life. In real life, you got to take what they give you.
Yep. I'm like, hey, look, we'd have never had that conversation because I'd have took the 3 points. Yeah. But that was stupid, though. I'm like, no, they trying to play us right there. When a ball, like you said, when a ball break the plane, it's over with. So anything mm-hmm. else happens after that, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Well, all right, we'll be back at the end of the game. I asked a couple of people, no reply yet. And our boy, Gary Snyder, he went to the Jets game, so he couldn't be on it with us. I don't think I told you that.
Yeah, I saw the message. That's when he said he was taking like 50 people with him or whatever.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Yeah. Good luck on that trip, because I don't know if I would want to go to a Jets game, but
hey, if it's free, I'll go. If I ain't got a drop.
All right, we back at the end of the game. The Eagles lose 14-20. Some quick stats. Jalen Hurts, 28 for 45, 208 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions. Rushing, I shouldn't need to say it. Jalen Hurts is the leading rusher with 8 carries, 47 yards, and one touchdown. DeAndre Swift had 10 carries for 18 yards. Receiving, A.J. Brown, 7 receptions, 131 yards. Devontae Smith, 5 receptions for 44 yards. And DeAndre Swift, 8 receptions, 40 yards, and a touchdown. On the Jets side, we got Zach Wilson, 19 for 33, 186 yards. Rushing, Bryce Hall, they didn't really run much either. Leading rusher is Bryce Hall with 12 carries for 39 yards. Receiving, we have Wilson, 8 receptions, 90 yards. And Bryce Hall, 5 receptions for 54 yards. It almost seemed like the Eagles wanted to lose this game on purpose.
Yep.
That interception, the last interception that Jalen Hurts threw, that guy, it was two, no, okay, that interception, it was two players on was that Devontae Smith that he was, not the long ball, the interception.
I think that was Goddard. Okay. They both last plays that he threw, they was double coverage.
Right. Now the play you talking about, the fourth down play, you only had to get 10 yards. Why are you throwing a football down the field where it was two guys already on him like that? Yep. He was already covered.
If it's two guys on somebody, that means somebody is open. So what is he not looking at the field?
I don't know. It just makes
he's holding the ball real long and he's making bad decisions with the ball. And Devontae, he made a couple drops and hurt, and Goddard made a couple drops, but there's no excuse for making him throw the ball 45 times and not using no running backs.
Right.
That's the coach.
Exactly. It's like they didn't want to be undefeated anymore or something like that.
I don't know. It was just a bad game all the way around. Like we had, was it 14-3 at halftime?
Yes.
We should have scored on that last possession when we had the ball and we didn't. And then we'd have got the ball back and we could have done something with it. It was like we was just playing lazy and like we don't give a shit.
Right. But they was playing like that the whole game, but they had a lead. But then at the end of this fourth quarter, like, what the hell was you throwing it to? I'm confused.
This is almost like rookie Jalen Hurts just throwing dumbass passes and paranoid and shit.
Right. And then he had that interception. He like chuggling his feet. He had that happy feet going on. You holding the ball too damn long. If you know the rush is coming, you have to get rid of that football.
All this traffic is around him and smother him in the pocket. He's just holding the ball. Like, get rid of it. Right. Run or throw it. One or the other. Don't just stand here.
Right. Oh, and on a coordinator side, now you know they're going to blitz on a third down like that. May have a route going short so he can easily dump the ball off.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a terrible game. Terrible game to watch.
Yeah, if
the announcer talking about the Jets defense forced us to throw it 45 times. No, they didn't. That was the fucking offensive coordinator and the coach.
Right. They came in the game throwing the football exactly like that. If it wasn't for this, I would have probably just turned to the red zone or seen what other games was going on, and I would have just looked at the highlights because this was some all-around bad football. It was just strange. Just the way the game played, it was just strange to me.
The way it was like the game plan was shitty. Right. They ain't had no game plan.
Mm-hmm.
They figured the Jets not that good. They ain't got no secondary. We're just going to throw it 45 times, and that's stupid.
Yes.
Like you should be able to bust the ass in the air, but you don't got to make it seem like you throwing every down.
Yes. Well, on a positive note, our boy Hassan Reddick had 2.5 sacks. And we was talking about how he get those sacks. What, he got like 6 sacks in 2 games?
Something like that.
Let me see if they updated it.
It's 3 games. It's 3 games he's been back. And he probably got 5 or 6, something like that. Because one the first game, and then last week he had, I think, 2, and then today he had, what, 2?
Yes, so it's 5.5 sacks. Yeah, that's the only bright spot of the Eagles was Hassan. I like, yeah, Hassan ready to get to that ball.
Mm-hmm. And the receiver broke the record for 4 consecutive games over 125 yards.
But he can't get in that damn end zone.
Yeah. He ain't get no attempts though either. Like Jalen Hurts ain't try to throw it to him in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the Eagles, if they lose early in the playoffs, the offensive and defensive coordinator got to go. They got to find somebody else.
I think it's the head coach that's calling the plays. But if somebody gonna get fired, he's gonna fire the offensive coordinator and make it seem like he the one calling the plays.
Right.
Watch your little playbook clipboard walking around and shit. So I think you calling the plays.
Mm-hmm. So okay, so if you the owner, you gotta tell him if they lose early in the playoffs, you gotta tell him, like, look, next season you gotta let the offensive defensive coordinator handle the plays. If he's calling the plays now and they playing like this,
this is how it is. The thing is, they're giving these young coaches too much power. So, like, before it was the coaches that, you know, been around the block, won a couple Super Bowls, got all, you know what I mean? They get the power like that. Now these young coaches like him, Chip Kelly, all these guys come in and their first coaching job, and then they all got all this power to call plays and all this shit. Just be the head coach how about you don't hire an offensive coordinator? If you hire the offensive coordinator, let him do his job.
Right.
Now, once you get your fucking couple years under your belt, you know what's going on. Maybe a Super Bowl or close to it, something like that. I mean, he did last year, but
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Get some years under your belt, and then you can start being a coach and a play caller, like doing more shit.
Right. Right.
Because obviously he don't know what he's doing. You can see it night in and night out. He don't know. We winning off of talent. We ain't winning off of his great plays.
No. Yeah, it's just personnel with the Eagles. Yeah. It ain't this coaching. I've never sat back and said, dang, that was a well-coached game.
Right. By Nick Sirianni. Have you even saw him call up a great play? Like, you don't see no trickery or nothing. It's the same shit. Yep. Drop back, throw the ball 50 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's like the mixing up the run plays? It don't got to be no trickery shit, but damn, can you get creative?
Right, right. Yeah, it was just bad football all around. Anything else you want to make a comment on? Damn, that was quick.
I can't wait to hear the radio tomorrow when they're digging in the ass.
All right, so next week is a Sunday night game, 8 o'clock game. We got the Miami Dolphins is coming to our town. So what are your thoughts on this game?
That's probably the top scoring team in the league. Boy, we won't get our shit together. We're in trouble.
Yeah, but this is a test for Miami. If they, they ain't really been playing nobody, no one.
You only can play who's on your schedule.
No, that's what I'm saying. They haven't been playing no one on this little streak they have. So if they do well on this game, then they the real deal.
I think they played Buffalo and lost.
Yeah, they lost to Buffalo. That's the one loss. So yeah, that's the real test for them.
Is it a real test though? Because they can score, and we obviously can't score this week. So if we playing a good defense, who knows if we can score or not?
Well, I'm just talking about more of the on the defensive side of the football than the offense.
Our defense is all banged up. They're going fucking. Probably had that way with us too. All these punk ass quarterbacks having their way. You think when the good quarterbacks come in, they not?
Yeah.
Maybe Hassan Reddick could be at top speed and ready to fuck some shit up. Him and Brandon Marshall and these other guys. Because we got a lot of injuries this game.
Brandon Graham, you mean? You back to our Brandon old Graham, conversation.
Yeah, I did a Leroy. That's how you fucking names left and right.
Anything else you want to add?
Nah.
All right, y'all. You can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. Sorry, Philip. Sorry about that.
Whatever.
Sorry about this this loss.
Terrible.
All right, y'all.
Peace.